is about the rabbit and Siskel. Uncle Remus said to the little boy, what became of Rabbit after he fooled the buzzard and got out of the hollow tree? Who, Rabbit? Bless your soul, honey, Rabbit went skipping along home he did, just as sassy as a jaybird at a sparrow's nest. He went galloping along he did, but he feel mighty tired out and stiff in his joints, and he's mighty not dead for something to drink. And by and by, when he got most home, he spied old Miss Cow feeding round in the field he did, and he determined for to try his hand with her. Brer Rabbit know mighty well Miss Cow won't give him no milk, case she done fuse him more than once, and when his old woman was sick at that. But never mind that. Brer Rabbit sort of danced up alongside the fence he did, and he hollowed, howdy, Sis Cow, says Brer Rabbit, says he. Why, howdy, Brer Rabbit, says Miss Cow, says she. How you find yourself these days, Sis Cow, says Brer Rabbit, says he. I'm sort of tolerable, Brer Rabbit. How you come on, says Miss Cow, says she. Oh, I'm just tolerable myself, says Cow. Sort of lingering twixt a balk and a breakdown, says Brer Rabbit, says he. How's your folks, Brer Rabbit, says Miss Cow, says she. This is just middling, says Cow. How's my boy getting on, says Brer Rabbit, says he. Sort of so-so, says Miss Cow, says she. There's some mighty nice simmons up this tree, says Cow, says Brer Rabbit, says he, and I'd like mighty well for to have some of them, says he. How you going to get them, Brer Rabbit, says she. I love maybe that I'd ask you for to butt in the tree and shake some down, says Cow, says Brer Rabbit, says he. Of course, Miss Cow don't want discommodate the rabbit, and she march up to the simmon tree, she did, and hit it a rap with a horn. Blam! Now then, continued Uncle Remus, tearing off the corner of a plug of tobacco and cramming it into his mouth. Now then, them simmons was green as grass, and ne'er one never dropped. Then Miss Cow butt the tree, blim! Ne'er simmon drap. Then Miss Cow sort of back off a little and run again the tree, blip! No simmons never drap. Then Miss Cow back off a little farther, she did, and heist her tail on her back and come again the tree, kablam! And she come so fast and she come so hard, till one of her horns went spang through the tree, and there she was. She can't go forwards and she can't go backwards. This is exactly what Brer Rabbit waiting for. And he no sooner seed old Miss Cow all fastened up than he jump up, he did, and cut the pigeon wing. Come help me out, Brer Rabbit, says Miss Cow, says she. I can't climb, says Cow, says Brer Rabbit, says he. But I'll run tell Brer Bull, says he. And with that, Brer Rabbit put out for home and tore along, for he come with his old woman and all his chillens, and the last one of the family was toting a pail. The big uns had big pails, and the little uns had little pails. And they all surrounded old Miss Cow, they did. And you hear me, honey? They milked her dry. The old ones milked and the young ones milked. And then when they done got enough, Brer Rabbit, he up and says, I wish you mighty well, Sis Cow. I love being as how you'd saddle sort of camp out all night, that I better come and swage your bag, says he. Do which, Uncle Remus? Asked the little boy. Go along, honey, swage your bag. When cows don't get milked, the bag swells, and you can hear them moaning and a-bellering, just like they was getting herded. That's what Brer Rabbit done. He assembled his family, did, and he swaged old Miss Cow's bag. Miss Cow, she stood there, she did, and she studied and studied, and strived for to break loose, but the horn done been jammed in the tree so tight that it was way full day in the morning before she loosed it. Anyhow, it was enduring of the night. And as she get loose, she sort of grazed around, she did, for to justify her stomach. She loved old Miss Cow, did, that Brer Rabbit be hopping along that way for to see how she getting on. And she took and lay a trap for him. And just about sunrise, what old Miss Cow do but march up to the simmon tree and stick her horn back in the hole. But bless your soul, honey, while she was cropping up the grass, she took one mouthful too many. Case when she hitched on to the simmon tree again, Brer Rabbit was sitting in the fence corner watching of her. Then Brer Rabbit, he say to himself, hey yo, says he, what this you gwine do on, what this you gwine on now? Hold your horses, Sis Cow, till you hear me coming, says he. And then he crope off down the fence, Brer Rabbit did, and by ye come, lippity-clippity, clippity-lippity, just a-sailing down the big road. "Morning, Sis Cow," says Brer Rabbit, says he. "How you come on this morning?" says he. "Poorly, Brer Rabbit, poorly," says Miss Cow, says she. "I ain't had no rest all night," says she. "I can't pull loose," says she. "But if you'll come and catch hold of my tail, Brer Rabbit," says she, "I reckon maybe I can fetch my horn out," says she. Then Brer Rabbit, he come up a little closer, but he ain't getting too close. "I expect I'm not enough," says Cow, says Brer Rabbit, says he. "I'm a mighty puny man, and I might get trampled," says he. "You can do the pulling," says Cow, says he, "and I'll do the grunting," says he. Then Miss Cow, she pull out a horn, she did, and took out a Brer Rabbit, and down the big road they had it. Brer Rabbit with his ears laid back, and Miss Cow with her head down and her tail curled. Brer Rabbit kept on gaining, and by he darted in a briar patch, and by the time Miss Cow come along, he had his head sticking out, and his eyes looked big as Miss Sally's chain of saucers. "Hey-o, Miss Cow, why you gwine?" says Brer Rabbit, says she. Says he, "Howdy, big eyes," said Miss Cow, says she. "Did you see Brer Rabbit go by?" "Just this minute past," said Brer Rabbit, says he. "And he looked mighty sick," says he. And with that, Miss Cow tucked down the road like the dogs was at her. And Brer Rabbit, he just lay down there on the briar patch and rolled and laughed till his sides hurted him. He bleached to laugh. Fox at him, buzzard at him, cow at him. And they ain't caught him yet.